This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now on to revenge as a management tool. A recent study from Ireland's University College Dublin finds that the vendetta, the sworn desire to get back at somebody, can help a person's performance in their job. The study looked at soccer players who were bitter after being traded and had vowed to get even. The data show those players tended to do better against their old teams than if the parting was amicable. Jason Voss is a former money manager who's now at the CFA Institute in New York and has himself tasted sweet revenge. Morning, Jason.
Good morning, David.
So, revenge, it's such a heavy word, a sense of ruthlessness, anti when it comes to collaboration. It has a role in the workplace?
Well, absolutely. That ability to take dissonance and turn it into a positive force, you bet.
It motivates some people.
I would count myself in that camp.
That's happened to you, though.
It has happened to me. Yeah. In fact, when I was an investment manager back in the day, I was based in Santa Fe, yet our firm was a New York-based operation. And we felt particularly maligned by our New York colleagues. And when we complained about it to directors, they essentially said, let your performance be your revenge.
You felt disrespected by the fancy pants colleagues in New York City.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were frequently introduced by analysts who were lower down on the rung than we were as, oh, yes, they help out in Santa Fe.
So it didn't make you happy, but it fed into your motivation?
It absolutely did. Yeah, it was definitely a driving factor. And we brought it up all of the time.
And was the proof in the pudding? Did you perform?
It wouldn't be a story if it wasn't.
So you showed some good numbers out there in Santa Fe.
Yeah, most definitely did, especially relative to those New York colleagues we were so frustrated with.
But revenge is such a negative emotion. It's destructive. It often is not something to aspire to.
Well, you know, I think it's what you do with it. It could be a positive force. In fact, where I'm working, we're trying to channel some of the outrage felt with the financial industry into a positive force for change. We have a thing called the Statement of Investor Rights, which is meant to empower the individual investor as he or she sits with opening a checking account or applying for a mortgage so that they're not taken advantage of.
Taking a negative but powerful emotion and using it as a catalyst for actually trying to make an improvement.
You bet. Otherwise, it just is a boil, right?
Indeed. Well, business is a dish best eaten cold, I guess, sometimes. Jason Voss with the CFA Institute, which charters financial analysts. Jason, thank you.
You bet.